It's day three of a recovery that'll take much, much longer in Mississippi. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're just trying to get what we can out of the rubble. It's pretty shocking.
She's among the many tornado victims in Rolling Fork. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is there.
At the edge of what was someone's home, a vehicle smashed, thrown into the air, fallen onto this home. This entire town of just less than 2,000 people is completely in ruin. It's going to have to be leveled, and that's what the beginning process is happening right now.
At least 25 people were killed in Mississippi. There was another tornado death in Alabama and tornado damage and injuries in Georgia. Silicon Valley Bank's 17 branches will reopen today under a new name 2 weeks after SVB's collapse.
First Citizens of Raleigh, North Carolina is buying the deposits, loans, and branches of Silicon Valley Bank. Federal regulators moved quickly to guarantee uninsured deposits at SVB.
Fox's Jenny Casola. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 130 points. Much of Israel shut down as tens of thousands are out protesting. Many workers are on strike as the anger grows over the prime minister's plan to overhaul Israel's judicial system as Benjamin Netanyahu fires his defense minister for opposing it. He tells Fox's Piers Morgan.
There's a lot of tension right now, and I wish it wasn't so. But I'm quite confident that we'll get over this.
Prince Harry and Elton John and other stars went to court in London today in a lawsuit against Associated Newspapers.
They allege the company broke the law to get stories. Preposterous smears, replies the publisher. Among the claims are that Associated used private investigators to place listening devices in people's cars and homes, that they paid corrupt police officers for stories, and that they impersonated individuals to get hold of private medical information.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
She ran for president in 2020, losing the Democratic race to Joe Biden. And some were wondering, will Elizabeth Warren challenge President Biden in 2024? Apparently not.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is putting the rumors to rest with a video posted on Twitter.
Now, I'm running for Senate again because there's a lot more we've got to do.
Speculation Warren was eyeing a challenge to President Biden began last month after the Bay State senior senator declined to endorse the president and Vice President Kamala Harris. Back in January, she also stopped short of endorsing Harris as Biden's running mate. The White House has said the president intends to run for re-election, but so far, there's been no formal announcement. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Former President Trump is running, trying to get that old job back, and remains the 2024 Republican frontrunner. But he could be criminally charged in New York City, where a grand jury will meet again today, as Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has them probing a hush money payment to keep an alleged affair quiet before the 2016 election, and if the repayment on that broke the law and was an illegal campaign contribution. The former president calls it a fake case, and GOP Congressman James Comer, head of a key House committee, calls it politics, demanding answers at a hearing from Bragg.
When you look at what we believe the role of the Manhattan DA should be, is to fight crime. We believe that our tax dollars, and that's where I come in with the House Oversight Committee, we believe tax dollars would be better spent prosecuting local criminals.
Comer on CNN State of the Union. The man who sued actress Gwyneth Paltrow will testify today. They blame each other for a 2016 collision on a Utah ski slope. Terry Sanderson claims he suffered brain injuries. The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament has two more games tonight. The winners will join LSU and Iowa in the Final Four the day after Miami and San Diego State won in the men's tourney to advance to the Final Four, along with Connecticut and Florida Atlantic. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.